Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Barbara Welton back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is, we've already had her 22nd anniversary, and she is just critical to, has been an essential part of our world now since 1998. We got her right out of high school. She's a tax attorney. She is one of the most learned experts on small business taxes in the galaxy. She's written all the important books on the topic, the J.K. Lasser series. I'm holding the Small Business Taxes 2020 right now. Do not drop this on your foot. Barbara Welton, welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Barbara. Thank you for your continued leadership, and as we deal with this curse, as I said earlier, it's kind of ironic that the Chinese COVID virus, the coronavirus, is causing us to continue to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. We sure are, Barbara. So. When March 15th rolled around, we took care of our business with the government, with the IRS for our business. But in the meantime, we have new dates, don't we, for filing and for paying?
We do, and it's just automatic that instead of the April 15th deadline for individuals and calendar year C corporations to file their 2019 returns, they automatically have until July 15th, plus the first installment of your 2020 estimated taxes, which normally would be due April 15th, doesn't have to be paid until July 15th.
Right.
No late payment penalties. You don't have to do anything, just automatic. But remember, the second payment, which is due June 15th, they haven't extended that. So we're going to be making our second payment before our first payment.
Well, here's what we have to remember, and this is a cash flow thing, isn't it, Barbara? Because if many people won't have the money to make that payment, so that's going to be handy, but they're going to have to the government didn't say we're forgiving those payments. They're saying you can delay them. That's all it is, with no penalty or interest. So from a cash flow standpoint, hopefully we'll get some help from the government by the time those payments are due. What do you think?
That's one thing. Another thing, though, is that there is an even greater delay that you can delay the – this is for, let's say, for self-employed people who have LLCs, mm-hmm. And sole proprietors, independent contractors. You can delay until – the end of, you don't have to pay the what would be the employer share of Social Security taxes, which is part of your self-employment tax, this year. You can delay 50% and pay it at the end of 2021 and the other 50% at the end of 22. So 6.2% of the self-employment tax for 2020 is effectively not due this year. You pay it half next year and half the year after. So that's a pretty good
deferral.
It is good.
It is good, but you and I both know, Barbara, that when you push something off for a small business, they're going to use that cash in another way.
They may not have it on hand to pay.
This isn't like the Paycheck Protection Act, where a bunch of money is going to be forgiven. They said it's been delayed. They didn't say anything about forgiven. So just be careful. What do you think, Barb?
Well, that's true. And we're going to have to remind people who take advantage of this deferral to remind them to put money aside so that they can meet the payment deadline. But in terms of forgiveness,
can I make a recommendation, Barb? In your in your spreadsheet, I hope you've got a budget of some kind, a financial spreadsheet. I've got my cash flow spreadsheet that I manage myself, even though somebody else does my banking and my accounting. I manage my cash flow myself. So anything you're not paying, create a line below the ending cash. Create a line down there and call that contingent liability, future tax, unpaid tax payments or something. Put that number at the bottom so you can keep up with it and keep a running tally. What do you think about that, Barb?
I think that's an excellent suggestion because I think people just don't think ahead. They just don't. Look, we're kind of in emergency mode right now because of the drastic shortage of cash for many businesses. And so we're not thinking in terms of a year or two from now. We're thinking a day or two.
And if you don't do that, that number's going to get bigger in your head than it probably is on paper, and it'll make you lock up, and it'll make you not do what you need to do. You can deal with the number if you know it. You can't deal with this mysterious, mythical number that you're afraid of. Keep up with what you don't pay, folks, because it'll be due one day. Quick break, right back with Barbara White.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.